Good morning to all of you. We welcome you to Grace Bible Church today. And in our call to worship today, we're in the book of Zephaniah. We're in chapter 3. And one of the great judgments that was going to be poured out upon Judah was regarding her prophets, those that were entrusted by God to communicate His word to the people of Israel. I want you to notice this. In verse 4 it says, "Her prophets are light and treacherous persons. Her priests have polluted the sanctuary. They have done violence to the law. The just Lord is in the midst thereof. He will not do iniquity. Every morning doth He bring His judgment to light. He faileth not, but the unjust knoweth no shame." And notice this about the prophets. They are light. In the Hebrew, they were not serious. They were not serious-minded. It was a whole different mentality of not understanding the weight of delivering God's word. You know, it's a very serious thing to stand in a pulpit to communicate God's word. I have to say that there have been some times where I've just been sick to my stomach, walking into the pulpit, knowing I'm going to be sharing some things that are heavy things to share with God's people. We're going to be talking about the dangers that churches face beginning in chapter 3 of Philippians. And, you know, it'd be nice if we could get up and just preach positive messages all the time. But, you know, as you read a book, you realize that there were some dangers that had to be communicated to the church that he loved, that he started 10 years before. That's the reality. There's a seriousness to the communication of God's word. They didn't take it seriously. And they became treacherous. What does it mean to be treacherous? Treachery is to be deceptive with the purpose of destroying. To be deceptive for the purpose of destroying, to taking down things. To be one way in the presence, but their whole purpose is to destroy what's there. That's what treachery is. And then it says, her priests have polluted the sanctuary. They have done violence to what? To the law. They took the law and they did violence to it. They sought to destroy it. What did the law represent? The law represented God's will for the children of Judah, for the children of Israel. And so they took it upon themselves to destroy what God said. And so what was the result? God was going to have to bring judgment upon the people of Israel and upon the prophets because they didn't take the word of God seriously. Let me ask you something this morning. When you put your Bible in your car to head to church today, did you realize that you were entering into one of the most serious things you were going to do this whole week? Serious. I'm going to be opening God's Word and I'm going to be hearing from heaven. May God help us to take upon that understanding and not be light as the prophets of old.